is worthy to this world. Amen. Let's give honor to God who's ahead in my life. I'd just like to thank God for allowing us just to be here one more time. Amen.
Amen.
Knowing that God has blessed us in a mighty and a marvelous way.
Yes.
I got a brand new bag over there. If y'all see my bag, black. I need a purple phone out of that bag, amen. Amen. Well, we want to thank God for being here. We want to thank Chaplain Rose for inviting us to come this way. First, we want to ask the choir to stand. Thank them for coming with us. And we want them also to stand in congregation. Not to show off, but just to show off, amen. We thank God for all things. Amen.
Amen.
We do serve a true and a living God. Amen.
Well.
Amen. I do want to apologize to Pastor Xavier because I should have asked him before I brought my equipment in to mess his equipment up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Next time. I want to be ahead of the time. Can we bring it in the next time, Jay? Amen. We're not worried about the devil.
That's right.
We're not worried about what he's trying to do to us because we come tonight on mission.
Amen.
We came on mission for the Lord. Amen. And I can remember the old days when they didn't have the amplifiers and the guitars and all of those types of things. But we thank God for it. But we got to do what we got to do with what we got. Amen.
That's right.
So if we wouldn't have been able to hear each other, we would just have to tone down. Amen?
Amen?
So we thank you today. And that's the theme that's on your program that we were asked to go by. We did go by that theme. Amen?
Right.
Matthew, we're dealing with Matthew.
Huh?
23-27 verses. Amen? Matthew 21:23-27.
Amen.
And when Jesus was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto Jesus as he was teaching, and said, "By what authority dost thou these things? And who gave thee this authority?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "I will also ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I and likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things."
Yeah,
I know.
The baptism of John, which was it, from heaven or of men? And they reasoned themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did you not believe him?"
All right.
"But if we should say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet." Verse 27 said, "And they lied to Jesus. And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell." And he said unto them, "Neither I tell you by what authority I do these things."
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's God's word from God's people. Let us pray. Father, we thank you today that you have allowed us to come once again to your throne of grace. And as we come tonight, Lord, we come not for a form or fashion. We come not for an outside show.
Yes.
But Lord, we do come to bring the word, God, that you have given to us to give to these our people in these last and these evil days. We pray for your anointing Holy Ghost power.
Yeah.
That while we're down here on our knees, Lord, and we rise from this place, that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit, that they might see less of us and more of thee. In the Spirit of God, we preach and say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Topic I would like to use just for a little while is when you outsmart your dumb self.
All right, preach the word.
When you outsmart your dumb self. Tonight, you come on business for the Lord. And I noticed that in my short time of living, that not everybody likes to obey authority. There are some people, and you might be sitting by one tonight, you might even be one of them, that do not like authority. But I've learned also that church people, and I've learned the most from church people, that most of the time church people do not mind authority.
All right.
I've learned that most of the church people really and truly are looking and seeking leadership. Mm-hmm. I've learned that church people are looking for godly leaders so that they can be led by their leader when God, as God leads them in the heavenly kingdom. Mm-hmm. Many church people are in places that they might have used to be for a long time.
All right.
And they've been in churches that they've been in for a long time.
All right.
The grandparents were in the churches. The parents and a lot of their relatives and friends went to that church for generations. And their history is in the church.
All right.
But we see that sometimes in the church, the spiritual atmosphere in the church has changed. I just wish I had one with me. People talk about back in the day when we used to have church. We didn't have the microphones and the guitars and the electric stuff. We didn't even have electric lights. Folks used to have a good time in the life. And now God has blessed us to have all the things that we need to have in abundance, and look like church folk now are not Israelites.
My.
It looks like to me that the atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere has changed.
Yes,
people, some of them, they know what they want. Mm-hmm. They know what church they want to go to.
Yes.
Some even reflect to what they used to be taught back in the day. Mm-hmm. In the good old days when we used to have good time.
Yeah.
A mighty, mighty good time.
Oh, yeah.
And some are in the middle. Some don't really know what to do or whether they should stay. And when we come up with new stuff, like watching the church at home.
All right.
Sometimes people get into that too, amen. And then there are some that are lost. Mm-hmm. Some have lost their way, and it is our job as God's people to make sure that we reach out to go and try to find.
All right.
So as I look at our church people, I pray for our churches and pastors a lot.
Amen.
I pray for them because I know that a lot of them are looking for Jesus to come back. How many are looking for Jesus to come back? As we wait a few more days for Resurrection Sunday, many of us are waiting for Easter Sunday morning. Resurrection Sunday morning. Many are excited. How many are excited about Sunday?
Because
we know that that was the day when Jesus got up. And when he got up, he had all power in heaven and in earth in his hands. Amen.
Yeah.
I wish I just had one with me.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering today, is anybody excited about what's going on? But I want to caution you tonight. Be careful being excited with everybody else's excitement.
That's right.
A lot of folk might be excited about the wrong thing.
Right.
As we look on Palm Sunday, on last Sunday, the Bible tells us that there were many people when Jesus came into Jerusalem.
Right.
It said that they came in and they had palms and they put their clothes down in the road so Jesus could go and into the city of Jerusalem. And my Bible tells me that those same people, a day later, they said a religious leader. I'm not talking about no bum off the street.
That's right.
The religious leader came out, and I believe John talks about it. John said that Caesar is our king. Crucify Jesus. 1 minute, the crowd is in Hosanna in the highest. In the next minute, they're saying what? crucified. So I'm cautioning you this morning, make sure you get with the right crowd.
That's right.
And make sure you use your own mind.
Yes.
Because when Jesus comes back, he's not coming back for the crowd.
That's right.
And I don't know about you, but I want to be in the number.
Well, yes, sir.
I want to be in the number,
yes.
Not the crowd. But I want to be in the number when the saints come around to me. Be careful. Everybody else's excitement and the things that they do might not fare you well in the end. Crowds put down the palms for Jesus one day. And the next day they shouted, crucify him.
Crucify, Lord.
Huh?
Yes.
Crucify him. Make sure the leaders that you have as leaders are right with God. Y'all don't hear me today.
Teach it.
You got to make sure that the leaders are right with God, because I believe that those leaders that said crucified Jesus, I believe that there was a time when they knew that Jesus was coming back. They were waiting for Jesus to come back.
Yes.
But somewhere down the line, they got confused. And if you get confused in this life, the Bible says that the devil is the what? Author of what? Brings us to me talking about the leaders. Sometimes leaders. Y'all with me?
Right.
I gotta bring it to you.
All right, Richard.
Sometimes leaders have a problem with authority. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me.
I'm in the text.
The demands of the chief priests and the elders, they were people of authority. They had authority. They were the head of the Israelites. And they played an important role even in the worship and the things that the people did in the temple. Y'all with me? These priests, they weren't just ordinary people coming off the street. These were the highest ranking officers appointed above and by the people, and they were higher than the other priests.
That's right.
And so the complaint that was in the scripture that I read didn't come from the people.
My
the
God.
The complaint came from where?
My God. My God.
So it looks like to me that the leaders was having a problem with
Yes.
Y'all with me?
All right.
The question came from the chief priests and the deacons. The Bible says, and it's in verse 23, I'm in the text. It says the chief priests, the deacons, or the elders, it said that other people, that they came to Jesus. And when they came to Jesus, they didn't come to be saved.
That's right.
They didn't come to be taught. But they came because the people was giving Jesus some praise.
All right.
I know y'all don't do that here.
All right.
I know the pastor don't get mad because y'all were giving Jesus some praise. These religious leaders, they came before the people. Because the people was giving them, giving Jesus praise.
All right.
They were mad because the people had put clothes on the ground. They were mad because they had cut down tree limbs and put it on the ground that Jesus was able to come through. They were mad because they were shouting, Hosanna, glory to God in the highest. They were thanking Jesus for all of the many blessings that he had bestowed upon them. They were thanking Jesus for all of the miracles that he had done since he started his ministry. In other words, the blind was seeing. The deaf could hear. The mute could talk. The cripple could walk. People with sickness instantly were healed. And these supposed to be spiritually minded high priests. But the Bible says they bust in a holy temple. Mind you, they bust in the temple while Jesus was. the King of Kings. They asked Jesus, by what authority do you do these things? And who gave you the authority?
All right, fix it up, fix it up.
You see, the Father alone in heaven had already gave his Son the authority.
Yes, right.
That's the one who has all of the authority. Yes. The Father is the King, and the Son is the Prince of Peace.
All right, yeah.
That's why we don't have no peace today.
All right, now. All right.
Because nobody want to serve Jesus.
That's right.
The source of all power was given, and his authority was given to God, to Jesus by the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Absolute authority
had
been given to Jesus.
Yeah.
So they are there, and they came in to the church. Mm-hmm. And when they came into the church, they came in wrong.
Huh. All right.
I'm going to talk to y'all just a little bit this morning about the church. You shouldn't come into the church any kind of way.
That's right. Now,
we're supposed to be teaching other people what to do.
Right.
And then the high priest going to come into the temple
while
Jesus is preaching.
Well,
interrupted Jesus while he's preaching. And asked Jesus, who gave you the authority?
Right.
He already wrong.
All right.
So Jesus is showing us in the text not only how the religious leaders are supposed to act.
That's right.
So if the religious leaders can't do it, then we can't what? We can't do it either.
That's right.
All right. The blind can't lead. You just don't come in the house of the Lord raising hell.
All right.
Y'all ain't with me today.
All right.
You just don't come in here any kind of way saying any kind of thing in God's house.
Amen. That's right.
And if by chance you do, this scripture is for you. See, when the Lord calls us, and he calls all of us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're just in different places, but he calls all of us. But when he calls us, the Lord gives us power.
Yes, he does. Lord.
He gives us authority to work in the ministry.
Yes, he does.
And that power and authority is to proclaim the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Amen, amen,
we need
amen.
To do it to a dying world.
That's what
we're supposed to do.
Yeah, amen.
Can I get with you?
My.
So sometimes when people come in the church,
they
come in the church looking for a fight.
That's right.
And that's not what it's all about.
All right, preacher.
If you coming in for the wrong reason, you need to straighten yourself out tonight.
My God.
Come for what the Lord would have you to come. We just can't do what the world do.
Right.
We're supposed to do what the Word of God said do.
Amen.
We don't come fighting amongst ourselves.
Right.
We should be on one accord.
Yeah.
We should be headed for the same goal.
Amen.
All of us should be trying to get to heaven.
Amen. 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 Amen.
When the Lord calls us, when God calls us, the God in us as his disciples allows us as pastors and preachers and elders and congregation. He allows us to teach and to lead in a justly way. Here in the text, Jesus is doing just that.
Yes, he is.
He's in the temple and he's teaching.
Yeah.
As he is teaching, he's interrupted by priests.
Right.
There's something wrong with that picture.
That's right.
Jesus didn't raise his voice. Y'all need to get this part.
All right now.
When you come in here with your attitude.
All right.
Jesus did not raise his voice. He didn't go Bruce Lee on. Because God always leads by example. And by authority. And as the head of the church, God gonna always show us the right way.
Amen.
But he gives us a free choice. And we can do what we want to do.
All right.
But you're going to reap one day what you sow.
All right, man.
Jesus wasn't made. But they were made. And they were made for a lot of reasons.
Yes, yes.
The chief priests and the religious leaders were losing out in this intense competition of Jesus. And their regard of public fame They wanted the honor.
That's right.
My God.
They wanted the glory.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody was talking about Jesus.
Huh? Yeah.
They were jealous.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of things was going on, and they were all talking about the Messiah. They were talking about the chosen one.
Well,
they were talking about the one that had come to give them freedom, to set them free from the captives. And these religious leaders was mad. They were furious. They were extremely angry, and they were mad enough to kill. Y'all don't hear me today. Let me tell you, Jesus already knew. He already knew that they were going to be mad. He already expected it. Matter of fact, Jesus welcomed it. He welcomed the way they had to do. The attitudes. I'm talking about when you're smart. What you're doing, sir. Talking about when you think that you have something that you don't. You see, church authority is the power. Y'all say power. The power to make and enforce obedience. Authority is the official permission or right to act on behalf of others. And that kingdom act that they're acting on is delegated by God. When God, who gives you something to do, when God gives you something to do, God always gives you not only something to do, but he gives you the right, to do it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Not only does he give you the right to do it, he gives you the power to do it. We see that when you are in situations, you don't have to fight your battles. I know you sing the song. You all get up in the choir and say, we're going to let God fight our battles. And as soon as something goes loose, it goes south. You got your fish ball up and your mouth poked out. But you need to let God fight your battles. These religious leaders, they came and they asked God's man. They asked Jesus Christ. In their terminology, they were asking, when they said about these things that they were talking about, who gave you authority to come into Jerusalem as a new coming king? Who gave you the authority to get that kind of reception by the people? Thousands of people praising his holy and his precious name. Who gave you the authority to come in and cleanse the temple and mess up our money? Who gave you the authority to raise the dead? Who gave you the authority to heal the sick? Who gave you the authority to give sight to the blind? Who gives you the authority when the lame man can't walk, you tell him get up, take his bed, and go about his business? Who gave you the authority to turn water into wine? And the question they asked, they already knew. They already knew the answer to the question. How dumb can you get? Y'all with me? In trying to trick Jesus, they outsmarted themselves. They already knew what they were willing. They already knew what they were unwilling to admit. Talk about when you outsmart your own dumb self. When you try to outsmart Jesus, you already dumb.
That's
just dumb in general. That's just dumb. Can I show you what authority is? I'm going to tell you. Jesus said unto them, I will also ask you one thing. Which if you tell me, I will likewise tell you by what authority I do these things.
That's right.
Church, we tonight in the text, we are dealing with the highest human authority in that land.
All right.
We're not dealing with dumb people.
All right, man.
We're dealing with people that should know the book.
That's right.
That study the book. That teaches the book.
Yes.
Chief priest is the highest ranking priest in the land.
Yes,
they were the only ones that could burn incense in the temple.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And Jesus stopped the high priest in the questioning of himself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right there in the text in verse 24.
Wow.
Jesus ain't using this terminology. I just want to say it for a few minutes. I need Jesus to hold up. Wait a minute.
All right.
He asked the high priest a question and said like this. He said, if you tell me, I'll then in return and tell you by what authority I do these things.
That's right, that's right.
Now it looks like to me that Jesus already got the authority.
Yes, he does.
Because
he does.
The chief priest came in the temple and they were questioning Jesus about authority.
Yes, they were.
Jesus stopped it, turned the whole situation around.
Mm-hmm.
When you're outsmart, you're dumb self.
Well,
look at verse 25. Look at these dumb men reasoning.
All right.
With their own self.
Yes.
Have you heard the old saying? The old saying that says, I can show you.
Better than I can tell you.
I like that.
All right.
Jesus is showing them number one
by
taking charge of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you get into a rough place,
mm-hmm.
when you're in a situation that you don't know what you need to do, you need to call on Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus knows exactly what to do. Now, I know y'all saying about it.
Yeah.
I know y'all saying.
Hmm.
But you got to do more than say.
That's right.
Wow. You got to be able to let God take charge of the situation.
Yes.
Jesus took charge of the situation.
Yes, he did.
They asked Jesus a question,
mm-hmm.
supposedly to trick him.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus already knew the answer.
Yes, he did.
Jesus knew what they had on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation, once he turned it around,
yes.
Then they really looked dumb.
That's right.
He asked them a question
that
they already knew.
Yes.
Huh? That they didn't want.
Yes.
That's right.
Y'all with me tonight?
All right.
The question in the text,
mm-hmm.
in verse 25, he said, the baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men?
Come on now.
They already knew the answer.
All right.
Y'all knew the answer. Right?
All right.
And y'all not high priests.
All right.
So if you all knew the answer,
yes.
Then they what? They knew the answer.
Yeah.
We already knew.
Yeah.
They knew the law. They studied the law. They taught the law.
Mm-hmm.
But they tried to make light. They didn't know the answer.
Huh.
Yeah.
The Bible says they reasoned with themselves.
Yes, yeah.
Huh? They said, if we said heaven, then he'll say, why didn't you believe him?
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, but if we say of men, we'll fear.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
We'll fear who?
The people.
That's right.
They're going to feed the people.
Yeah.
Because the people was feeding in on Jesus.
That's right.
And that's the whole reason that they were upset.
Yeah.
Because the people were feeding in on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They said the people all thought that John, and they thought of John as a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
So that lets me know that the people were looking for a leader.
Amen.
The people were looking for leadership.
Yes, they are.
And these scribes, these chief priests, scribes, and all of these religious people of law, they were the ones that were supposed to be leaders.
Huh.
The people looking for a leader.
Yeah.
Huh? So they said to themselves, let's tell a lie. No, they didn't know that. Well, that's what they did. And that's what we do a lot of times.
All right.
Instead of telling the truth about something that we know is not right,
that's right.
We tell a lie.
Amen.
I don't know none of y'all business. I don't know what you do and what you do and how you do it.
Right.
But I can believe that all of us at least told one lie.
Amen.
And when we told that one lie, we shouldn't have told it.
That's right.
We should have just went on to tell the truth because they're going to find out about that lie.
Amen. That's right.
And that's on your rep. Amen.
Yeah.
Huh? They come to the conclusion that we've outsmarted our own dumb selves.
All right.
And Jesus told us, and neither would I tell you by what authority I do these things.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't tell them, but Jesus showed them.
All right.
I hope tonight that you looked in the world and you saw how Jesus showed them when they were wrong.
All right.
And they were religious leaders.
That's right.
And I believe we got some Christian people in the house.
Amen.
In other words, we shouldn't just act like anybody.
That's right.
We are a chosen nation.
That's right.
God has chosen us specifically to do a job for him.
That's right.
But the Bible said they reasoned with themselves.
Yeah.
And reason is a statement or a fact that explains why something is the way it is.
Yeah.
Reason is why someone that does think or say something that they know to be true, but they don't have the guts.
That's right.
To tell the truth.
All right.
The chief priest knew that they were wrong. They knew that they shouldn't have been doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
Huh? They just outswatted their drum set.
My.
So I just stopped by today.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, we don't have to be dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You're smarter than that.
Mm.
God has given us a word.
Yeah.
God even sent his own begotten son.
Yes, he did.
That we don't have to be dumb.
My God.
And we might be able to follow God's lead, to do what the Lord would have us to do.
Yeah.
To follow the leaders that God have given to us.
Yeah.
But so many times when we get our leaders, we get them at our own self.
All right.
You can go home now.
All right.
My man.
We choose.
That's right.
Yeah.
We say we're praying on it. That's a lie. Ain't nobody praying on it. They looking at the credentials and, oh yeah. And then when it goes south.
My.
Huh? Y'all were happy in that?
My.
Matthew 28 and 18th chapter, Jesus said, all authority is given to me.
Amen.
But Jesus' authority is given available and available to his people. It is Jesus Christ that came to redeem us. And he has given us access to the rest of the world. All authority comes and originates with God.
Yeah.
God is the absolute source of authority.
Yes, he is.
In the universe. He delegates his principles. And his principles are authority to mankind are known to the world.
Yeah.
But he also told us to go therefore and make disciples.
That's right.
Yeah.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The authority comes from the power of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Believers in Christ have the authority to resist and overcome evil.
Amen.
But you can't be dumb about it.
That's right.
Luke says it like this. I have given you authority to even trample on snakes and scorpions.
Yes, sir.
And to overcome all powers of the enemy.
Yes,
that nothing should harm you.
Amen.
Right.
So I'm just saying tonight, use what God has already given you.
Amen. That's right.
If he came into your life, if you've been baptized, if you've been born again, stay in the word of God.
Amen.
Don't let nobody stir you wrong.
Well,
just because people come in and do things that look like it might be a big bad thing.
Wow.
In the end, it's really not bad.
Well.
In the end, you look at it and say, that's dumb. And we don't want to do dumb things. Because when you do dumb things, you can very well outsmart your own dumb self.
All right.
God bless you.
Amen.